Education. The Lord has commanded, seek learning, even by study and also by faith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 118. He has counseled us to learn the gospel and to gain an understanding of things both in heaven and in the earth and under the earth, things which have been, things which are, things which must shortly come to pass, things which are at home, things which are abroad, the wars and the perplexities of the nations, and the judgments which are on the land, and a knowledge also of countries and of kingdoms, that we may be prepared in all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 78 through 80. Schooling and professional training. You should always work to educate your mind and your hands so you can succeed in your chosen field. Use your education to be an influence for good. As you do so, you will become known as a person of integrity. You will be prepared for opportunities as they come, and you will be a great asset to your family, the church, and your community. Seek the best schooling available. Some possibilities are college and universities, technical schools, home study courses, community education, and private training. Seminary and institute. Throughout the world, Latter-day Saints, ages 14 through 18, participate in seminary, which provides weekday instruction from the Scriptures. Institutes of religion provide weekday courses in a variety of gospel subjects for Latter-day Saints, ages 18 through 30. These programs provide a spiritual and social climate where students can associate with each other while learning more about the gospel. For information about seminary and institute, contact a local priesthood leader. Lifelong learning. Continue to seek opportunities for education throughout your life. This will help you stay up to date in your chosen profession and in your other skills and interests. In this rapidly changing world, you must make time to educate yourself for the present and the future. In addition to furthering your education through formal schooling, you can continue learning by reading, attending wholesome cultural events, visiting museums and historic sites, and observing the world around you. Additional references, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 18 and 19.